Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Onar at GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is chief economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com is where you can find this index, this NFIB index of small business optimism. Also at Bill's own website, smallbiz.org and smallbus.org. And then he's been gracious enough to allow us to post this report, the index on our website, which you know very well. Bill, thanks again for being here. I want to change subjects just a little bit and talk to you and get you to talk to us about the tax reform that's going on right now. I believe that the tax reform that they're proposing is going to mean lower taxes for basically all small businesses. I'm not complaining about that. I actually had my accountant do my taxes based on the new, what we think is going to happen. And I will save money. So I'm happy about that. What I'm not happy about is the brand spanking new, never happened before, top rate for taxing pass-through income is 5%, is 20% higher than corporate rate, than the top rate for corporations. Bill, I think that's wrong. Whatever, we shouldn't be paying more on the top rate than corporate America. What do you think?
Well, you know, there's a good case for doing that if you want to look at the impact of taxes on the owners of the firm. For the small business, the owner, you know, is the shareholder, you know, it's the entrepreneur. The small business is owned by the individual, so there's a nice link there. But for a corporation, the owners are not the corporation, right. They're the shareholders. And, of course, there's that old double taxation of dividends.
But they're on their own, Bill. I don't care. I'm not. You know, they got their own advocates. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna make their case. I'm just telling you on its face.
Yeah.
If their top rate is 20%, our top rate ought to be 20%.
Yeah. Well, you can. You know, my view is the lower the marginal rates, the better.
Yep.
They're trying to be quote unquote fair to owners, and there's a difference between owners of corporate businesses versus small businesses, privately owned businesses.
But but the thing is though, Bill, I think most because of the way they're going to change the other rates, the personal rates, I don't think 25% is going to help enough small businesses more than if they didn't even have the pass through rate.
Well, I wonder about how they'll handle this. Is I can hire myself and become a pass through organization.
Yep.
And get the 25% rate and avoid paying, higher tax rate.
No. That's the other thing I'm angry about. I'm upset about, Bill. There's in the same sentence, in the same paragraph, that identifies the top rate. They actually say this is almost verbatim. We're not going to allow wealthy individuals, which it would be considered one, we're not going to allow wealthy individuals to move their money around and avoid this tax.
Yeah.
What you just said.
Well, good luck on that.
It makes the IRS have more of a license than they already do to get into your business. What you just said, you made my point.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
The government continually increases its grip on the private sector, and there's – that will be one step.
Whenever you hear the government use wealthy individual and small business in the same sentence, cover your head, duck and cover, it's going to get bad.
Yeah, out of the 6 million small businesses, there aren't many of them that would be characterized as having owners that are wealthy.
That's right. The 6 million ones, those are just the ones who have employees.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
There are 20 more million who don't have employees.
Right.
This tax is going to affect them.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting to see what they finally work out in Congress. But we're a long way from getting a final bill, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Maybe by December.
So what do you think about fourth quarter? Give me a prognostication for fourth quarter.
Well, you know, the economy was really doing quite well before the storms hit. So we had a pause because of the storms and the fact that it impacted those big states so largely. So that'll show up in the third quarter numbers. But in the fourth quarter, now in October, we're into the first month. You know, there are no storms battering us and issues. So it's all back to normal kind of spending plus rebuilding and cleaning up.
Right.
And that's going to be a huge business. And
it's going to help positive, 2018, isn't it?
Carter? Right. Very positive impact going into 2018. Yeah. So whatever the probability of recession in 2018 was, it went down.
It went away, yeah. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job as always. See you next month.
Thank you.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greats of in his world and is in the economy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.